So thank you all very much. And, you know, I go upstairs to check a few numbers, and these guys write speeches. look, thanks, kids. I appreciate it very, very much. And to Shara, look, we did it. For those of you that don't know, and I don't think anybody knows this, AP has just called this race in favor of me. And would not, absolutely, as you guys know, as you guys just saw, I mean, I wouldn't be here without my wife, Sharla. My kids, my brothers, my best friend from high school, Steve Cyber's back here.
It's, Steve! Yeah,
and the countless volunteers. I mean, everybody in this room and literally thousands of other people have spent incredible amounts of their free time to walk around this state and to talk about how important this race was. And I want to thank you for that. And to my staff, many that are in this room, there wasn't a day that didn't go by for the last 2 years that these folks didn't think about what we needed to do to make sure that I was able to be here for a third term. And so I want to thank them. But most importantly, I want to thank the people of Montana.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
This was an interesting race. And I will tell you that everywhere I went around the state, people would say, geez, those ads. And I will tell you that I'm as happy for this race to be over as anybody for that reason.
Amen.
But the fact is that if we turn the clock back, right after I won my first race and got appointed to the Veterans Affairs Committee, I had a listening session. This was early in 2007. I'm not a veteran, but I felt it important, since one in every 10 Montanans is a veteran, that we hear as quickly as I possibly could from the veterans in this state. And I will never forget the first meeting, because the first meeting I had a Vietnam vet stand up and say, you're not going to treat this group of veterans like we got treated. And I took that to heart. And every day... Every day for the past 12 years, I've thought of that man. And we've done everything we can do, and we've got a lot more to do to live up to the promises we made our veterans of this country. The fight is not over yet. To the man that's retired U.S. Army in the doorway, we've got more work to do, and we will do it. Because that's what's made this country great. Is people working together. And not just Democrats, but Republicans and independents, libertarians, working together the same way my grandparents did when they built that red barn that you see on that sign right there, working with their neighbors to build it. Same way my parents did when they built the community hospital in Big Sandy, the community came together. That's what makes this country great. And I would love to tell you that this country is on the cusp of all coming together, but it isn't. It may be more divided today than it was yesterday. I don't know. But I can tell you that we need to work together in this country. We need to hold people accountable for their actions, and that will be done. And we need to make sure that we move forward in a way that we have the strongest middle class ever. That's been the envy of the world. And it will continue to be the envy of the world if we have policies coming out of Washington, D.C. that make sense for our middle class and our small businesses. And that includes things like making sure that we have public lands and access to them. That includes things like Social Security and Medicare, making sure that they're there for our kids and our grandkids. That includes things like taking care of our veterans. It includes things like making sure that health insurance is affordable. Yes. And making sure that folks with pre-existing conditions can stay on the policies. Yes. Yes. These are issues that we all need to come together on and fight for and work to make this country a better place. I want to congratulate Matt Rosendale on a hard-fought race. This was a tough race. It was a race that broke records, both I believe when it's all said and done, and the number of people who have voted in our great state, and the amount of money that was spent, an unprecedented amount of money was spent in this race. It was a race that saw the President of the United States come here four times. It was a race that saw his son come here probably that many times. The Vice President came here three times.
You beat him.
But I want to say that Montanans spoke loud and clear about the direction they want Montana to go and the direction of our state. Because Montanans know the challenges we face. Montanans know what we need in this state as a rural state to make sure that we can compete in the 21st century. And quite frankly, I hope the president comes back. Many times, I do. But not for political rallies, in all seriousness, not for political rallies. But to see the challenges we have in our state. To take a look at that VA clinic in Missoula, Montana, to see how undersized it is. To take a look at the VA clinic here in Great Falls, to see how undermanned it is, underwomaned it is, with needing more docs and nurses. To take a look at the broadband service, not only in Indian Country, but throughout our rural areas. It needs to be there if we're going to be able to compete in this 21st century. So hopefully that will happen. But in the meantime, I can assure you all of this, and everybody that's watching, we need to get some things done in Washington, D.C. We need to work together. We need to put aside the political pettiness and work together to get things done. And I will tell you why. Because if I have traversed this state, north, south, east, and west, the people I've talked to, the biggest issue they bring up is, why can't you guys work together? Well, we can. And we will. And it will happen because the American people are demanding it. No more divisive politics. We've got an opportunity over the next 6 years, in my case, and over the next 2 years for sure, to do some really good work. I mentioned the issues, whether it's public lands or health care, veterans care, or making sure that we have government accountability and a transparent government and reducing the amount of money that goes into these races. I mean, it's crazy. These are bipartisan issues. Let's get her done. Ultimately, I just want to say this. Thank each and every one of you. You should be sleeping. But you're not. And I just want to say thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Yeah, if you guys, now look, I would love to tell you that I got a full 12-hour sleep last night, but I didn't. But if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them.
You talked about...
Yeah, go ahead.
And you can answer, but you talked about working together. And
yes.
I know this battle between Trump and you became quite personal.
Yeah, I did.
Numerous times. How do you go forward and work together with the president? You made it such a personal thing to unseat you.
Well, believe it or not, the ads that we put up that said that we'd put 20 bills on his desk are true ads. And we did that by working together. We did that by... Johnny Isaacson, who, by the way, called me a couple days ago and wished me the best, who's a class guy. It does by Johnny and I working together and setting that example. And same thing with people like Mike Crapo on Banking Committee. Mike's a good man. He's from our neighbor state of Idaho. Working with Mike, you get things done. And then, look, you guys know this. Leadership isn't about being an echo. Leadership's about leading. And part of leading is working with people on issues of common good. And I will tell you that as I walk around, you know, there's Democrats, there's Republicans, Libertarians. We agree on a heck of a lot more than we disagree on. So find the areas you agree on and work on them. Let the areas you disagree on, this is exactly what Johnny and I did. If we disagreed in an area, we put it in the closet. And guess what? At the end of the day, there was nothing in the closet. And we can do that in Washington, D.C., and I hope we do. Other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Becky Furlow, ABC News. Some voters across the country were considering this a referendum on President Trump. Do you think that's a fair statement, knowing that the Republicans still held on to the Senate?
I will tell you that I'm not a political analyst, and I will also tell you that I've done this three times now, and we've called every one of these races at about 11 a.m. in the morning. That's all I know. Yes, sir.
Yeah. How does that strengthened Senate majority affect your job?
I think the fact of the matter is the people we have, and I lost some good friends this cycle. Claire McCaskill, Heidi Heitkamp were two of my best friends. But you move on. I'm sure there's some good people that are going to be coming in that I'm going to be able to meet over the next few months that we'll be able to find common ground with and work with. And that's ultimately what you do. That's just it. Go ahead.
For Matt Rosendale?
What's that?
Back here, but have you heard from Matt Rosendale?
Nah, it's pretty early, though. I mean, Phil, I think that it'll probably happen, but in time. Yeah.
Senator?
Yes.
Seth Coburn, KMON Radio.
Hey,
Seth. Is
there
a message that you hope comes out of this race and your victory? And I'm not saying necessarily a negative one to your opponent, just a message in general.
Yeah, that Montana's a special state, and Montanans are people that speak loud. And I don't think they vote for political parties. I think they vote for people. And I don't think there's many states in the union.
One more.
One more.
Senator, Charlie Fox News, just mentioned the Senate majority, and now the House is taking, Democrats are taking over. There's been so much talk about this blue wave. What's your comment on that now getting the seat again?
Well, I just thank the people of the state of Montana. I mean, I can't thank them enough. We've worked hard at this job. My daughter talked about that. My son talked about that. My other daughter talked about that. This is not a job that's a picnic. It's not a job where you're on paid vacation. This is a job where you strap it on every day and you put your shoulder to the wheel and you work as hard as you possibly can. And if you work really, really hard, you can get some things done. We've tried to work really, really hard, and we've gotten some things done. Thank you all. God bless you.